right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. If there's anything that's running around your brain that you need to offload to us and the fellow P1s, rentfree1310@gmail.com. And before we get to those good P1s, let's get to somebody here on the crew. And because of you, this has now been in my brain all week because this is an off-air thing we laugh about sometimes. This is old Bocephus.
Yes. So we did the Rangers walk-up quiz on the home opener on Friday. Mm-hmm. And the song that Jake Berger had was a Big X the Plug song. Now, I noticed over the weekend that he made a change, and he changed his walk-up song to this.
Okay. It's a crowd
so,
pleaser.
Oh, yeah. It definitely feels like a Jake Berger walk-up song.
Well, family tradition.
Yeah, this is, of course, Hank Williams Jr., family tradition. And I put that in Slack over the weekend, and you replied back a quote of drunk Hank Williams. So I think this is something between us. This is an old hardline off-air play pretty. I'd play the drops every now and then. So Hank Williams Jr., this is from a concert in Kansas City in 1992. When Hank Williams Jr. was drunk off his ass. And I think he performed for about 10 minutes, and they canceled the show because he was so drunk.
Oh, dear.
So when I hear the song Family Tradition, which you'll hear at Ranger games, you'll hear it at karaoke bars, you go out and get drinks, you hear it everywhere. It's awesome. I always hear this version of Family Tradition.
Why do you drink? Why do you rub smoke? Why must you live out the song? Every want to make my prediction, 38-26. Well, if I get stoned, I'm the five-time entertainer of the year, baby. That's the Monday Night Football tradition, your ass tradition.
Goes a little bit.
I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, Hank Jr., I just love your. It's a family, I bet you would ask.
Mumbling.
Why do you drink?
I want that to be Jake Berger's walk-up
song. It feels like he's
song.
Getting hostile with people in the crowd.
I don't know who he's
like
talking
he's pointing
to.
Pointing people out. I don't, or he's just seeing people or hearing voices because he is drunker than a skunk.
I'm going to play one more clip from this just because it's so funny.
Hey, this here is Derek Thomas. This here is Hank Williams Jr. If you don't like me, you kiss my f***ing ass, baby. Stick it out your damn f***ing ass, sweetheart. Preacher man says it's a live the time. Steven man says it's a win the time. It just is up and the stock market's down. It didn't know if it went downtown. We're just hillbillies. Live out the woods, you see. Long daddy, granddaddy, 26. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. I got a nice new Jake Waitchin. You can survive. Country boy can survive.
Do you think Derek, the late, great Derek Thomas...
He was on stage with him, too.
He's like wondering who the hell this redneck
what
is.
What is this? And I think this would be a good drop for maybe the end of the open at times.
If you don't like me, you kiss my f***ing ass, baby. Stick it out your damn f***ing ass, sweetheart.
Goodness. All right. Well, I don't know if we're going to top that,
it's
but...
My ass tradition.
Let's see what the P1s have in store this week. And by the way, congratulations on your April Fool's Open win. We have some emails about that. He says, this is from Chencho, good P1. He says, good afternoon, guys. What's been on my mind rent-free since last week is if Tiger joined the AFO immediately after flipping his Range Rover, what would he score? Could he still win it? If so... could he beat anybody else at the station, like the golfers, Jubb, Bob, Corby included, Chencho? And I think Tiger could have been on double whatever he was on and still lap the field.
Oh my gosh,
with
yes.
Everybody here at the station.
Yeah, he'd put it on the green at the par five. Or at least, like, at worst, he would bogey every hole.
Which.
And be, yeah.
Which would.
He would destroy
annihilate everybody,
us.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what we're doing out there. That would be fun, though. That'd be a fun exercise.
His pupils all dilated.
He can't walk, but he can still hit a golf ball.
He looks over at Jay and Baldy dressed up with your Sasquatch flamingo tops and bottoms.
I lost my umbrella like halfway through, man, because it was so windy.
It was gusty. Maybe that would factor in.
Just walks up to Jay's like, hey, talk to my friend Trump.
Yeah.
As he's on the phone with the president.
I think a 14-time major would have been okay, mm-hmm. even if impaired at the April Fool's Open. Let's move on to Adrian. This is Adrian saying, I was watching Conan O'Brien's show at the Granada Theater 12 years ago, and it sounds like Chris was part of the show. And Adrian was a little mistaken here, because when I think the Final Four was here in 2014, right? So
yes,
that
sounds right.
On TBS, I want to say there was some involvement there.
He might have been here a couple times, but he was definitely here during the Final Four.
And this was for the Final Four, and this was actually at the Majestic,
right
downtown. And so Conan, who likes to do like crazy characters, he had like, I don't know,
masturbating bear.
No, it wasn't masturbating bear. I wish, because that would have like really put that sketch over the top. But he had a bunch of different characters dunking off trampolines because the Final Four was here. One was a combination of Rick Perry and Tyler Perry's Madea. One was a dude who had a really, you know, ate too much Tex-Mex, so he was like glued to a toilet on his backside,
okay.
trying to jump off a trampoline and dunk, and it was just an idiot failed bit. And this guy. The next one he presents is a dude in a bull outfit with like a dummy draped over his horns, and he calls this one the Austin Hipster. And Adrian here says this sounds like a cousin of Chris was on the Conan show.
That was almost tragic. The toilet almost became separated from his body.
Oh,
terrible. To shamelessly pander to the people here in Dallas at the expense of another great Texas city, here's another one. The Austin Hipster being gored by a bull.
Put me down, I'm a vegan, man. Oh. I'm bleeding cappuccino.
Go, Austin Hipster, go!
Arcade Fire tickets.
Okay. That's fine.
Basketball's a metaphor
cool.
for corporate
no problem,
greed.
Yeah. Shut up!
All right.
Our final match. Isn't he dead yet?
Someone put artisanal toast in my mouth.
Oh, shut up!
So he did have a little Chris to him. It definitely, voice that was.
Yeah, it sounds like Gordo doing a character. It sounds like Chris.
Austin Hipster.
It's funny.
All right, this is from P1 Brandon, and this one has March Madness ties because we all remember UConn and their captain, Alex Caraban, who the senior had his final game with the Huskies. They fell short of the national title. So Brandon emails last week and says, oh, sweet spot, boys, after watching so much basketball during March Madness, every time I hear Caraban's name announced during a game, I can't help but think of Brad Pitt's character in the movie Snatch and how he says the word caravan. Unlike some, I love Brit comedies, and I get a little chuckle saying his name in that accent when he shoots the ball. Video clip attached. Warning, there's a lot of naughty words. So I only pulled, like, about 30 seconds, but this is Brad's character, who's known as a pikey. And it's hard to tell what he says.
Okay.
What are you doing, Potter? Get out the way back.
Can't really understand much of what is being said.
You're timing. Come back to Cadran.
He's throwing ill.
F*** man. Timing, Mickey.
It's not Irish. It's not English.
How are you?
Fair to whatever kind is for the horses, you know.
It's just, well, it's just pikey.
F*** me. Just look at the size of him. How big are you? Hey, kids, how big is he?
Big man, that's for sure.
Hey, man, come and look at the size of this fella. Best your back's a little, concert work. You look like a bachelor.
Get out of the way, Mickey.
See if the fellas would like a drink.
No, oh, I could murder one.
We know more than done around here, I don't mind telling you.
And, of course, he does say caravan because they're trying to purchase a RV or a caravan. And this is what he said.
Come back to Caravan.
A Caravan.
Come back to Caravan.
And I was in the break room, and Lando told me he's never seen the movie Snatch.
You've never seen Snatch, Lando?
Or no, this was Jay telling me this.
Jay,
right?
You've never seen Snatch?
I have not.
Okay, so
man,
maybe
you're missing out.
If we need another Sweet Spot Cinema,
okay,
to right or wrong, maybe we could have Jay as a special guest to review Snatch.
Are you in next week, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
it's been I don't know, 50. It's on cable some, but
let's
I've
all
never,
get together and watch. Snatch.
I haven't sat and watched it in about 15 years. Easy.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it, too.
All right.
But it's good.
Let's do that. Let's do the movie Snatch. And finally...
Did you say the movie before the title every time?
You gotta really watch yourself there. We do have an afternoon jub on the way. But first, Monty, this happened, a week? Week and a half ago? When did this occur? Because...
No, it's almost a month.
Okay, so P1 Clay emails. He says, living rent-free in my head is EA a couple weeks ago, filling in for Jay King on the top 10. And mispronouncing Austin Matthews' season-ending injury, saying quadriceps multiple times that night, had me cackling. Anyway, now that Mino is the AFO winner, yes. I get my phone privileges back at night. LOL, signed the guy chained in Mino's closet. Okay, I didn't know that was who this was from. But
it's not public info.
So this was a ticker, and this is EA having an issue with a muscle that many of us are very familiar with, the quad.
Yeah, and I left in a little bit earlier in the ticker as well because... He has a hard time saying the word Arizona Wildcats, and I think you'll enjoy that. But, yes, you'll hear quadriceps.
And in the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament, the Arizona Wildcats will move on to the final as they take down Iowa State in a barn burner 82-80. And Toronto Maple Leaf captain Austin Matthews will be out the rest of the regular season after tearing his MCL in his left knee. Matthews, who suffered a grade 3 tear, has also injured his quadriceps muscle.
Huh. Quadricep.
Quadriceps muscle.
Quadriceps.
It's like it's three words.
Quadriceps muscle.
Or somebody's name.
And that wasn't the only time he did that. He did it in the next ticker as well. This
really?
Is the next ticker.
And the Toronto Maple Leaf captain Austin Matthews will be out for the rest of the regular season after tearing his MCL in his left knee. Matthews, who has a grade 3 tear, has also injured his quadriceps muscle.
He didn't even preface you that.
Could, yeah.
No, but he did sound it out as phonetic as possible, quadriceps.
You could just say quad.
Yeah, but why not?
Has also injured his quadriceps muscle.
And we got a little
quadriceps.
Well, forever I'm going to call it a quadricep now.
This is, man, we might need to do a words with EA very soon.
Quadriceps
so
muscle.
Many.
Oh, that is great. All right, thank you, P1s. Thank you, Mino. Thank you, Hank Williams Jr. Thank you, EA. That is Rent Free for another week. If you have anything you want to share with us, rentfree1310@gmail.com.